People got their own mind about things. Well, I don't believe this and I don't believe that. Well, that's your right. You have a right to believe whatever you want to believe. You have a right not to believe whatever you want to believe. If y'all don't think it ought to go that way, that's your right to think like that. That's your right. You can think like that because God give you that right. But just because you think of it, class, let me give you some words. There is a way that seems right unto man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. Huh? See, there is a way that seems right to man. There is a way that seems so close to the ways of God until it seems like it's right. The devil will come to you and he will make it seem so close.
You have been enjoying the Word of Truth broadcast ministry of God's Holy Temple Church of the Lord Jesus Christ with Bishop Willie Perry. You can contact Bishop Willie Perry by writing Word of Truth, P.O. Box 8592, Dallas, Texas, 75339. Services at God's Holy Temple are held Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8 o'clock p.m., Saturdays at 10:30 a.m., and Sundays at 10 o'clock a.m. and 7 o'clock p.m. Phone by dialing area code 214-371-7010 or 972-217-1255.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the Deceptions of Satan radio broadcast with Brother Leon Gaspy. Listen now as Brother Gaspy enlightens you about the different ways Satan may deceive us in our walk with Christ.
Yeah, good afternoon. This is Brother Gaspy again. I wanted to say that sometimes it may sound as if I'm judging the church, and the church is the best thing that happened in this world. I'm a member of the church myself, so I'm not. So don't say that Brother Gaspy told you the church. No. The church is fine. God, Jesus started the church, and the church for the purpose of the church was to train people to become His sons and daughters. This is what Satan wanted. Satan wanted to be like God, but God didn't make him in His image. He made him an angel. Angels are made to be servants for God's children and for God. They are not created to rule and reign in this world. God made man in His image to share His rule and reign in this world. As a matter of fact, men are going to be able to judge angels. Men are made a little lower than angels for a while. But we are to be exalted above angels because we are to become sons and daughters of God. Satan don't want you to know this. And the way he goes about doing it is to keep your mind occupied. See, Satan is after your mind. He wants to control your mind and keep you thinking about anything but the Word of God. See, the Word of God is what Jesus defeated him with. Jesus is the Word of God. Like I said the other week, that Jesus is the Word of God, and the Word of God is what the only thing that intimidates Satan, because he knows he can't handle that. But any way he can, he comes up with new toys. Every time you turn around, there's some kind of new gadget to play with, and all of these things cost you money. The school is trying to prove that there is no God, and they've been trying to prove that for some time. Yeah, I'm almost 80 years old, and they were trying to prove that when I was going to school. I didn't get much education, but I did learn how to read, like I said, and Satan would rather for me to do anything in the world than to read this Bible. Before I got in church, show you about the way Satan worked. Before I got in church, I was doing fine. I had a thriving business. I was very popular in Las Vegas. I was one of Las Vegas' top hairstylists. Had a salon at turning people away. But when I started going to church, is when I started having a problem, because I didn't go to church. Like I say, I didn't go to church to have a good time. I didn't go there looking for a woman. I didn't go there looking for other kind of foolishness. I went there just trying to find the truth. And that's what Satan wants to keep you away from. I've had things. And as long as I never got to make, I made money. But money, as I say, is a good servant. But money is a cruel master. And I thank God I never got hooked on the money so that I felt that I had to have it and do anything for money. Even when I was in the streets, there's something I just wasn't going to do, you see. And when I joined church, I lost my business, lost my car, lost my house, lost my friends, and all of that. But if it had not been for the church and one of these preachers, and I'll tell you who it was, the preacher that opened my, that helped me open my eyes to see the trick the devil was trying to play on me. Kenneth Copeland, one year, was giving away a tape called The Sower Soweth the Word. I'd been going to church, and before I got saved, I would go to church, and sometimes I'd go and I would leave a check. Even if I was going out of town to party somewhere, I'd leave a check at the church with one of the deacons to put in the church. And I wasn't stingy with the money. Because God wasn't stingy with me for getting the money. I was getting the money, but I wasn't doing anything with it. I was wasting it, doing things that I shouldn't have been doing. But I was always one that never forgot where I came from. This is one of the mistakes as far as money is concerned, was coming back and around people that knew me when I didn't have nothing. But I felt obligated to come back and let those people see I'm doing well now. And if I can help you in any way, if it's money, I didn't mind opening my hand. Hey, help you. Do pay your bill. Do what you got to do. Now, I wasn't foolish with it to just say give away everything, but I always didn't mind sharing. But that's neither here nor there. The point is that Kenneth Copeland gave this tape away saying, the sower soweth the word. He said, when the word of God is sown in the heart, Satan comes right away to try to take it away. And one of the things that he uses is the deceitful of riches. Deceitfulness of riches will choke the word. Because when you have the money, when you see something new come out, you got to have it. You got to have this, you got to have that. But God says in 1 Timothy 6 that be content with what you have. He says that again in Hebrews 13. Be content with what you have. And to have money is to do what God gives you, the power to get riches. But he gives it to you for a purpose. He tells you why he gives it to you. Look at Deuteronomy 8:18. It tells you God is the one that gives you the power to get riches. But it gives you the riches to further his word and this and that other. Now, you can misuse it if you want to. Like I said, God's not going to force you to do anything. But Satan will take that same money and cause you. As a matter of fact, I know preachers. One preacher, very popular preacher right here in Louisiana, that he don't want to talk to nobody who don't have money. But money can be, like I said, can be a good servant, but it's a terrible master. And some people allow money to master them, or either they'll take it and use it for foolishness, which is what Satan don't mind you having the money if you're going to take it and blow it buying everything that come out, because this keeps your mind on things that he's doing. They got Facebook and all this other kind of stuff like that. You don't have to have that. That is not necessary for you to survive. Because everybody else got it. But like I said, about the broad way and the narrow way. The broad way is you will follow the crowd. Paul said in Romans 12, too, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. See, the mind is a terrible thing to waste, according to that college quote thing, National Negro College thing. That the mind is a terrible thing to waste. You can either program your mind to this world, or you can program your mind to what God says and try to do what God says do. And this is what I'm trying to just, like I said, I'm not an eloquent speaker, and I don't have much education, but I do love my people, and especially my people. See, I know what it's like to be discriminated against. I know what it's like to have to go into the war to fight for freedom for a country. And when I come back, I had to ride the back of the bus. I know about all that. See, a lot of young folks don't know. They don't know about the time when Martin Luther King and Jesse Jackson and Carmichael and all those people were in the streets trying to get so we could go in and spend our money and sit in a place so we could just go and spend our money. We used to have to sleep in the car when we traveled from coast to coast. I've done it myself. Sleep in the car with a pistol in one hand and you know, because people would come along, it wasn't as bad as it is now. I wouldn't dare go to sleep in a car traveling somewhere now. But they had rest areas, and we would stop in rest areas, and we couldn't get in motels. We had to stay in people's houses. We would go to people's houses and things like that. This freedom that we have now, so-called freedom, it didn't come cheap. I'm a living witness to some of this, and this is why I can say, but I never learned to hate white folks in spite of all the things that they've done. They've done very little to me because I wouldn't have it. That's one reason I've missed my education, because of the fact that when I was a boy, all a black man needed was a strong back and a willing mind. I had a strong back. But my mind wasn't willing to be nobody's slave. And this Bible tells me not to be slave to anybody. And I'm a firm believer in being. See, Papa told me, and Billie Holiday had a song years ago called Mama May Have and Papa May Have, but God Bless the Child That's Got His Own. So a little bit of some of my own was better than a whole lot of being slave to whatever. You know, the job they wanted to give me was mopping the floor of washing dishes. I'd never seen a man do that until I left home. And I thought they was, you know, I could do something else. If they'd have given me a job with a pick and shovel or something outside, I would have probably wound up being just like some of the rest of us, you know, slave to the system. I couldn't handle that mopping and dishwashing. I just wasn't going to do that. When I was overseas, I had a job putting up telephone wires. But when I got back here, I had to go for the mop and the broom or the dishwasher. And I told a man one time in Las Vegas, I went to the employment office, he tried to give me that job. I said, before I do that, I steal from you. And I know I was not going to steal because I wasn't ready to do that. But Satan, let me get back to what I'm saying. I'm getting carried away in some way, reminiscing about some things that happened to me when I... See, this life has not been good, very, very gentle to me. It's been good. I've lived good in my life, and I've lived bad in my life. But I've learned to take the bad with the good. So Satan can't intimidate me with hard times, because I've been there and done that and got T-shirts to prove it. But I've also lived good. But what I'm trying to say, oh, I got so much to say. I got so much to say and so little time to say it in. But I had to tell you that about me. You see, I found something that is no discrimination. God don't discriminate. He made people. He made man. He didn't make white man, black man, or this man, or that many other man. He made man. And from that one